In Alabama, hundreds of prisoners have been on strike since May 1st at the Holman and Elmore facilities, a protest that has since expanded to at least three other facilities in the state. Overcrowding is an issue. Alabama's prison system is the most congested in the country and houses nearly twice as many prisoners as it's built to contain. Working conditions are also an issue, as well as unpaid prison labor, which, according to this inmate speaking from inside his cell in solitary confinement where he's been for 28 months, unpaid prison labor has another name.
Methods for challenging mass incarceration. As we understand that the prison system is a continuation of the slave system, we understood that our incarceration was pretty much about our labor and the money that was being generated through the prison system. Therefore, we began organizing around our labor and used it as a means and a method in order to bring about reform in the Alabama prison system.
That's one of the inmate activists in Alabama, Kinetic Justice, speaking on the Democracy Now! Program. Joining me now is Pastor Kenneth Glasgow, director of the Ordinary People's Society, who has been negotiating with the Alabama Department of Corrections over the strikers' demands. Pastor, welcome.
Hey, how are you? And thank you for having us.
How effective can these inmates be as labor organized inmates facing the government?
Well, I'm going to be very honest with you. Really don't look at how effective they could be. Let's look at how effective all of us could be. But if you just want to focus just on them, this is a $1.5 billion industry, okay? And what ends up happening there, right there at Elmore, where Kinetic Justice is at, is where they make all the license plates. If they stop work there, 100,000 license plates a week, then that puts them in the real bad deficit. One of the things that came out of this strike is the fact that guards, the correctional officers themselves, had to actually go in and start feeding in the kitchen, and they had to go start washing the clothes for them in the laundry. And rumors were that they was about to strike if they didn't do something about it. The strike was also about the conditions, the deplorable conditions. And when I met with the commissioner, he admitted to himself that these are deplorable conditions, but we don't have the funds in order to fix this. We don't have the manpower because we're only running staff at about 60%. Now, how it affected also is those of us on the outside. So we asked their families, since they're on lockdown, since they can't go to commissary anyway, withdraw all your money that you're sitting in. The thing that people don't understand about the prison system nowadays is everything that the people get that's locked up in prison, they pay for. So you got an industry besides the $1.5 billion they're making just off the industry. Look how much they're making off the inmates themselves.
How is the state going to respond if they say they have no funds and you describe what seems to be an effective organization? Have you really shut off that spigot of $1.8 billion?
Well, when the inmates stop labor and you stop free labor and you stop $1.5 million from being produced, you are very effective. The more amplitude of it is that these people on the inside did something that we can't even do on the outside. They went beyond race. They went beyond religion. They went beyond any kind of obstacles to keep them from being together. And they united under strenuous conditions. We're talking about Connecticut Justice and Melvin Ray and all them. That's a solitary confinement. Now, those of us who are out here, organizers and all that, such as myself and advocates, we need to really look at that. You know, I did 14 years in prison. I know how hard and strenuous it is to try to organize people on the inside. But even more so than that, how hard is it to organize people when you're in solitary confinement, not even with the general population? So I think that they were very effective and they did it peacefully. One of the things that the people don't want to highlight is that Holman Prison, where Connecticut Justice was at, had just went through a riot. You had officers that were hurt. You had inmates that were hurt. They stopped that violence. See, this peaceful strike stopped the violence. And they went those 10 clear days on strike with no violence and made it peaceful. That was the inmates did that, the officers.
What are your demands and how do you think this could end?
Well, the demands are for the inmates in there. They want to deal with about seven different things, and then we have three. Those seven different things that they ask for is the life without parole. They want to address the drive-by shooting. The drive-by shooting, you could have like a guy who has road rage. he gets in trouble, he goes to prison, this and that and the other. But if you do a drive-by shooting, or they call it a drive-by shooting, then they say it's gang activity, which is mostly black folks, let's be honest, then you know you get a life without a parole sentence again. In the Alabama Prison Reform Act, we have addressed the parole board for the first time in history. The parole board in Alabama is given an explanation in detailing why they denied somebody parole. They wanted to address also, you know, the rehabilitation, the reentry, and the education inside. And those are things that the commissioner even told me that he will be willing to do. And of course, they want to end the free slave trade, working for 17 cents an hour. Those are the main things that they ask for in their demands. The things that we ask for in our demands is that they allow us to come in, see those inmates. I ask them emphatically when I talk to them on Friday, and that we need a fact-finding commission. That fact-finding commission will go in, talk to the inmates, see the deplorable conditions of the prisons and all, and then we will come out and try to help with some solutions and some resolution toward these problems. The other thing is very, very important, and that's the Open Records Act. In Alabama prisons, there is no grievance procedure. So how can we have transparency or accountability if you can't even write up officers who are doing wrong or write up deplorable conditions or anything? This is one of the major reasons why they had the peaceful strike.
Pastor Kenneth Glasgow, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pastor Kenneth Glasgow is director of the Ordinary People's Society. He's been negotiating with Alabama's Department of Corrections during this strike.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.